I would like to repeat several of the verses from the gospel reading from a moment ago, Matthew chapter 15. And he answered and said, "It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." But she said, "Yes, Lord, but even the dogs feed on the crumbs which fall from their master's table." Then Jesus said to her, "O woman, your faith is great. It shall be done for you as you wish." It is amazing when we read some of the great, particularly women of old, that are talked about and told to us about in the scriptures. They come off in a very, very good light. There is Hannah, of course, in the Old Testament. There is, of course, Mary, the mother of Jesus, who reveals a tremendous knowledge of the Old Testament scripture in her song that she sang, that what we know to be the Magnificat. And then there is this Canaanite woman, the Syrophoenician woman, who approached Jesus on this particular occasion, talked about in our text. Mary, of course, we know, showed great faith when she submitted to the angelic message, when she believed, if you will, the word that the angel spoke to her, so that the word of God became incarnate in her. But this woman, this Canaanite woman, I doubt had any knowledge of the Old Testament scriptures. If she did, it was in a very, very cursory way. I doubt she would have been able to quote those scriptures off the top of her head, as, say, a scribe or a Pharisee could, or let us go so far as to say, as Mary probably could. And yet she receives an accolade from Jesus in our text that very, very, very few people in his day received. "O woman, your faith is great." How can that be? Now, I can remember, of course, back to catechism days, as I'm sure you probably can, right? We all can, where we learned in the catechism that knowledge does not equate to faith. You can know something and not really understand it, not really believe it. We can know, for instance, all of the ins and outs of the theory of evolution, but that doesn't mean that I believe it. To know something is not the same as believing it. Knowledge does not equate to faith. The Pharisees and scribes, whom Jesus butted heads with constantly in his ministry, knew the scriptures. They had knowledge. But if you listen to Jesus, they did not have faith. So we need to dispel that misunderstanding right away. An individual can indeed quote scripture right and left. The Jehovah's Witnesses can quote scriptures right and left better than you or me. That does not equate to faith. This woman comes to Jesus, not able to quote the scriptures, at least not all that well. And yet she receives this accolade from Jesus. What's going on? We've heard the story many times. I've preached on it many times. The woman approaches Jesus because her daughter has a demon problem. And she wishes Jesus to release her daughter, free her of this problem. The disciples, of course, they want to shoo her away. She's drawing attention to us. She's making a spectacle of herself and us. Get rid of her. Jesus does not. Jesus simply says, look, I was only sent to the house of Israel, to the children of Israel. I wasn't sent. I didn't come for you Gentiles. And the woman says, help me. Regardless, help me. She is tenacious. As probably we would be too, given that opportunity to approach Jesus in such a way about such a problem. Our tenacity would certainly show through too. Jesus looks at her once again and he says, look, it just isn't right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. It isn't right for me, who came for the children of Israel, to do something for you, a dog. Dog was a term of contempt, by the way, used by the Jews in Jesus' day for such people as this woman. If you will, Jesus goes so far as to insult the woman. But the woman is tenacious. And she says, you know, Lord, you're right. That's true. It wouldn't be right to take the meal and give it to the dog, to the family dog, and let the family go hungry. But let me tell you this. The dog sits there by the table, waiting for just the crumbs to fall. And that's all I'm asking. And there it is. Upon hearing those words, Jesus looks at her and says, woman, your faith is great. I don't believe he says that because of the woman's tenacity, because she refused to give up. And that's the way we often hear this preached about and taught. No, there's more going on here. This woman knew. Not necessarily the scriptures to quote right and left. But she knew why Jesus came. She knew that he came to this earth to pay for this earth's sin, to bring salvation. That's the meal. And she says to the Lord in these words, look, all I'm asking for is a crumb. Well, I thought she was asking for a miracle. Do you see the point? You see, for us, so easily we fall into that trap. Where the miracle or the great work we ask of Jesus that he perform in our lives becomes it and all. We act as if that's the meal. That's what's most important. The meal is the salvation that he came to bring. That great work, that miracle we're asking him to perform in our lives is but a crumb. It's nothing compared to the salvation he came to win. This woman knew that. This woman acknowledged that. And this woman received the greatest accolade Jesus could give. Your faith is great. You get it. There are so many, many, many in our day and age, in this day of pop religion, that will quote to us scriptures right and left, up and down, every which way, telling us that God is there to get us through this, that, or the other thing. That if we have enough faith, God will get us through this, that, or the other thing. That God exists to make our life here on this earth what is most important to us. Those are all crumbs. The real meal, you see, is the forgiveness of sin, won on Calvary's cross. The real meal that will keep me alive, that will sustain me through all kinds of times, is that salvation that Jesus Christ came to win. And because he came, it is now mine. Oh, we become askew so very, very easily as we live our days on this earth. Is God concerned about them? Yes. Is God concerned about what happens in those days? Yes, of course he is. But let us remember, so very often what we ask of God is a crumb. In so doing, we have lost sight of the meal. Jesus serves to remind us that once again this morning. Nothing will take away the meal he has prepared for us. Nothing but our own obstinance in insisting that the crumbs that fall from the table are the real meal. Our Lord, you see, would rather have us gorge ourselves on what he has prepared, on the sustenance that he has given. Amen.